Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got to say, tremendous value with Gronk becoming like a Chippendale or something like that. Yeah,
what was that, stuff. 50 to 1?
Yeah, that's incredible.
I'd like to add this one where Gronk might end up. A Detroit Lion.
Oh, my God.
At 100 to 1. Well, no, wait a minute. If he's going to ever play football again... Just plug and play with the Matt Patricia would take him, obviously.
Yeah.
The Lions always need a tight end. He knows tight end friendly Matt Patricia. Well,
a wizard Bob Quinn would be if he played the long game. You know, like last year he offered, you know, some high picks to try and trade for Gronk, but he knew Gronk was going to retire. He's like, you know what? Maybe we can pull him back. And we don't have to give up those picks if we wait a year.
And Gronk does seem like a guy who is going to enjoy life so much now. Coming, he's not going to be able to.
Yeah. What kind of shape is he going to be in week 8 when the Patriots bring him back in?
that ain't going to work. Good luck. Farewell, Gronk. We enjoyed your career.
Gronk's going to look more like Tony Siragusa in week 10 you know, for the Patriots than he will a tight end that's been unbelievable.
He's going to be so out of shape. He's going to look like Zion Williamson.
Oh, my God. Take that. Take that
back.
Okay,
that was out of line.
Come on.
Right, that was out of line.
He was very impressive. Now, we can get to that a little bit later on in the show, if you would like. Welcome back. Did you enjoy your little weekend?
Enjoyed Desmones. Hello, Desmones. No, it was fun.
The people there must have hated you for saying
that. Oh, I wouldn't stop, of course. But no, it was fun and it was interesting. But the two Michigan and the two Michigan State games, outside of that late in the Bradley game, they were pretty tedious.
Pretty chalky.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, geez. Let me say this.
You were cheering, weren't you?
No.
Come on.
Bradley put up a little fight.
Mm-hmm.
But to sit there and watch Montana, Florida, and Minnesota go up against Michigan, Michigan State was horrific. I don't know if Michigan and Michigan State's defense are so good that they made them look so bad, but they looked so bad.
They really did.
The opposition.
Yeah, not great games. I mean, if you were a betting, individual, those spreads were pretty easy to figure out.
They all went over, right?
Except for, I don't think Michigan State covered against Bradley.
No,
right?
I don't know.
That was the only one.
Yeah.
I think every other one was a cover. So two teams that are off to the Sweet 16.
Hello.
I know you're headed to D.C. You'll be covering Michigan State and potentially Michigan State Duke Elite Eight.
No, I'm going to D.C. to cover Zion. Everyone there is forced. That's all you can cover.
Wow, so you're going to be like Jeff Goodman was with ESPN.
Yeah,
like he literally was assigned to covering LeVar Ball when he was with ESPN.
Like I'll go past the Michigan State press conference room where there'll be like one reporter, stenographer.
Yeah.
And then I'll go to the Zion room and it'll be overflowing and people on each other's shoulders. And
I think you're underestimating the amount of people that are going to want to be around Cassius Winston. I mean, he's such a transcendent type of talent.
I'm saying they should. I'm just saying you people who overhype Zion will force us to go talk to him.
I never said he was LeBron James Jr., but he's damn good. He just is.
Okay. Leave it
and
at that.
And he directly led Duke to that win over UCF, although they got very lucky there.
Oh, my.
That was incredible.
This is where, especially Michigan State fans, because Duke is in their path, and Michigan fans too, but honest to God, if that rebound goes in for UCF to beat Duke, don't you start to then think of the possibilities of Michigan State winning it all?
You put Michigan State in, but...
No, winning it all, even. Wouldn't you start to think of that?
North Carolina is kind of scary. I don't know that I'm ready to say that necessarily yet, but yeah, it would have made the path much easier.
You then at least got to start thinking about Michigan, Michigan State in the Final Four.
Well, and that's where I want to lead. I mean, look, there's a lot to, you know, kind of revisit from the weekend, whether it be Izzo, you know, just destroying his players verbally. Okay, that's not fair. I'm just kidding.
Stop it.
There was that discussion. There's just the fact that both teams played so well, and here we go moving forward. They're into the Sweet 16. But we were talking about this, you know, before the show, right? As we were catching up from the weekend. And I think this is going to be very much divided, okay? We have an outside shot here, and maybe even a good shot, I think, because I don't think Duke is all that intimidating anymore. And I think Michigan can absolutely get there as well. But if you're a Michigan or Michigan State fan heading into this weekend, do you want to see part four? Do you want to see Michigan and Michigan State duke it out one more time this year?
He said duke it
in
out.
In the Final Four, no pun intended. Is that something that most Michigan and Michigan State fans want at this point? The phone number is 248-539-9797. I realize there's still plenty of basketball.
I'm just going
to
pay attention to the Michigan State LSU game and the Michigan Texas Tech game. No, listen, I didn't think it was ridiculous to begin with, but having watched some of these games, and I mean, Gonzaga has looked good for the most part. Duke looked very vulnerable. It's not ridiculous to talk about the possibility of Michigan State getting there.
It's not, but do people want it? Like, again, it's an outside shot still. There's still plenty of things that need to happen. Tom Izzo needs to exercise his demons against, you know, Coach K and eliminate Zion Williamson. Michigan needs to sack up and play really good basketball to get there. But in talking to the resident, you know, major Michigan State basketball fan in our building, Evan Jenkins, even he said, yeah, I'd love to see it because Michigan State would win. Because he thinks it's a really good matchup for Michigan State. And while I understand, you know, that mentality, I would also look at it from the other side and go, boy, if I were a Michigan State fan, trying to beat Michigan for a fourth straight time, and that's a lot.
That's interesting because you would think my first inclination is what the little Evan kids was. Yeah, Michigan State fans, Michigan State would want that because they do have a matchup edge over Michigan. But then the flip side is, if you lose that game, everything you did leading up to that, beating them three times, gets overshadowed by losing in the Final Four. Now, I don't think Michigan would like that matchup because they've seen how difficult it can be, although they do have Charles Matthews back, which makes a bit of a difference.
I think they want it.
But that would be a way to wipe clean all of the ghosts.
Okay, let's be real then, too. If you're a Michigan fan, would you rather see Michigan State again and take another crack at them? Or would you rather see Duke? And I think Michigan fan would want to see Michigan State. Not because Duke is this unbelievable talent, but Michigan is a team that's going to play man. I can't see them going zone. And if they play man, they're not going to be able to stop Duke, I don't think, in one-on-one situations.
Honest to God, and not even, shouldn't Izzo work in a zone on the game between the games?
100%.
Just for the hell of it?
Absolutely. You have to.
Because Duke, they did shoot well against UCF from the outside for
the
most part.
They did, but it required some darn good luck by Duke to be able to survive that game.
Yes, it did.
And that is the only blueprint, I think, that is out there where Duke goes down. You got to try it again. Do the same thing UCF did. Maybe they could actually, could they get Taco to like transfer over just for one game?
No, Taco's going to the Pistons.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Don't worry about that.
Sorry about that.
As numerous ticket texters are pointing out, the more likely scenario is Duke, North Carolina 4 in the title game. Okay, fine.
I would love to see that too.
No, that is more likely. I agree. Yeah. But we're not in North Carolina, all right?
All right. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Honestly, we can do this in two ways. Okay, one, the likelihood, like, do you like Michigan State's chances to get to the Final Four now, knowing what we know coming out of this weekend? But number two, if you're a Michigan or Michigan State fan, do you want to see UM, MSU, Izzo, Beeline, Simpson, Winston, part four?
Winston.
Do you want part four?
And what is, in your mind, give me your number and then we'll go to the break.
Okay.
Percent chance Michigan State meet in the Final Four. From 0 to 100.
Like 33%. 35%. Something like that.
Ooh, that's pretty high. I can see like 27%.
Look, if Duke didn't look terrible and they couldn't really figure out that zone and they didn't almost lose, I might feel differently. But Duke looks beatable. They really do.
Yeah, they do.
248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. We'll get to some of your calls. Bogey and Wojo, we're back together, baby.
Woo!
After so many days off, 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.